Who are you? Are you a winner? Are you a stud? Are you an animal? Are you a beast? Are you a loser? Are you someone that says they're going to do this but doesn't do it? Are you someone that's lazy, unmotivated, fat, sloppy, unorganized? Who are you? When you look in the mirror, who do you define yourself as? And when people talk about you, what do they talk about? What are they saying about you? Do they say they want to be like you? Do they say, oh, that guy, you know, he's just whatever? What do they say? You got to really ask yourself this question. And there's a lot of philosophy and propaganda about, oh, don't care what people think. You're in competition with yourself. You are not in competition with yourself. You're in competition with everybody out there in the world. It is a dog-eat-dog world. It is a player-versus-player world. It is a warrior-versus-warrior world. So if you're going to sit here in this little fantasy world that you've created for yourself, like, oh, it's just me getting 1% better of myself every single day, like, that's a cool idea, but the reality is it's not reality. You can't live like that. There are people that are working right now that are going to be better than you, that are going to work harder than you, and it's your duty to become better than them. See, there's two paths here, right? You can decide to live the mediocre life. And that's not necessarily something to be ashamed of, but it's a choice. It's a choice that you make. If you want to go to work, come back, crack a beer open, watch the football that you have nothing to do with, and then sit there and complain about things with your friends over the phone, and then go to sleep and then repeat the same cycle, you could do that. Be my guest, please. You know, sometimes I even think about, man, that's such an easy life, such a comfortable life. And that's where the majority of the world is. The majority of the world just operates in this state of comfort where they're just happy and they want better, but they don't want to do the work to get better. And that's completely fine. Once again, it's choice. Or do you want to go down the path where you can get everything that you want, where you can really grab life by the balls? See, that path, though, has a lot of struggle, has a lot of pain. And the reality is, growth does not exist where there is no struggle. Struggle creates pressure. Pressure creates action because it forces you to do things. And action, when applied in the right direction, creates growth. So struggle is growth. There is no person, there is no individual I know that is not a very, very successful person that has not experienced a lot of struggle. Struggle is required for growth. So if life is giving you something hard right now, if life is kicking your ass, if life is fucking you up right now, it's a good thing. It means that there's struggle in your life. It means that there's growth that's coming. You got to get excited. You got to get ambitious. You got to get motivated. If you didn't get the job you wanted, if you got rejected, if the girl of your dreams went and cheated on you with some guy that you thought was the guy that you should be worried about and she denied it all the time and then she went and did it, if the guy that you loved went and married and got engaged with the girl after you spent years in a relationship with him and he promised you all this but he went and did it, whatever your situation is, if there is some pain in your life, oh my God, you are so lucky. You are so lucky. Be grateful for that pain. Be so appreciative of it, because that pain is struggle, and struggle will create the pressure. That whatever that pain is, it's creating pressure, right? Let's say your girl left you. What are the choices you have? Sit here, be sad, be upset, drink, grab the pills. Yeah, that's a choice. There's also another choice to get better, get richer, get stronger, get so accomplished that she regrets her decision, that she's like, wow, I fucking left that guy? That's the fucking guy I left? Her friends are coming around like, this is the dude you left? The dude that became a multimillionaire, that's a baller, that's disciplined, that looks like this, he's got a six-pack, he's shredded, everybody wants to be around him, he's wise, he's intelligent, he's motivated, he's grounded, he's disciplined. This is the guy you left? For who? For the guy that's not around for your kid? If your man cheated on you, left you, whatever it might be, you got to get in shape, you got to get locked in, you got to get focused. Or you could sit there and be sad. It's a choice. Once again, what do you want to do? What is the better option? What is the more successful, more realistic, statistically proven option to get this person back in your life, whether you want them to or not? What is it? I can tell you right now, it's not taking no action. I'm not a person that's going to sit around and not do anything. When life has fucked me up, when life has put me down, you know what the number one thing I did? I felt sad for a moment. I felt those emotions. See, you can't not ignore the emotions. That's another thing, right? Don't ignore the emotions, but feel them. And understand that emotions are not necessarily real in a sense. Emotions are vestigial characteristics that are designed for us to be, they're designed to be survival mechanisms at a time and era where we were living in the wild in a hunter-gatherer time. Nowadays, being emotional is not efficient for society. The robot, the AI, is really the one that wins. So the people that win in life are the ones that are emotionally disciplined. Get emotionally disciplined. Stop trying to sit around and do nothing. Get up and take action. Because if you don't, you will reap the consequences of negativity. You will have a lifetime of regret for not doing what you need to do. And you can live with that in the comfort of the idea that, oh, at least I didn't put myself through struggle and pressure. But the reality is, everything that is going to grow and be good for you is on the other side of the adversity that you have to face. So get the fuck up. Start moving. Just start moving. And stop listening to yourself. Stop listening to yourself. When you are down, when life is kicking your ass, stop listening to yourself. Stop listening to your own propaganda. Listen to people that are more successful than you. Listen, everything that I'm saying to you right now is not even my own thing. It's not even my own philosophy. And you might be like, oh, well, are you plagiarizing? I mean, in a sense, yes. In a sense, yes. I listen to other people. I read books. I have mentors in my life that tell me things. And I take what I like and I structure that into a way that is digestible for myself. And then I give that stuff to you guys. That's exactly what I do. Because by me teaching you this stuff, I'm also learning myself. I'm reinforcing it in my own mind. So honestly, me talking on this podcast right now, on this episode right now, is so good for me. I'm grateful for the opportunity to even speak to people, to be able to even record this stuff. I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful for all the struggle and the pain and the difficulty that I had. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to think for myself, because there's so many people that have proven a lifestyle of success, and I don't have to sit here and marinate on what do I have to do. Look, the world is so easy now where you don't have to figure it out. You can just listen to people that are more successful than you. In our financial firm, in our corporate conglomerate, I look at people that are 60 years old, 70 years old. I'm like, what are these guys doing that make them successful? What are these guys doing that allow them to be so successful in the lifestyle that they have, like to be so carefree? And even though some of the things they may say may be wrong to me in theory, their wrongness is rooted in more experience. So I sit there and I follow them. They tell me like, you know, don't do this. Don't engage with negativity. Don't tolerate a woman that doesn't listen to you. Don't always go out to the club unless you're networking. And like these things, like, okay, I thought I should have arguments with my wife. I thought I should be in relationships where, you know, someone is giving me this and that. It's not that you should never argue ever, right? It's nothing like that. We're not perfect, but it's these things that I initially thought were not correct. Don't go out to the club ever. Well, what about having fun? They're like, don't try to have fun all the time. When you try to have fun, it's a conscious reminder that your life is boring. When you try to focus on work and being disciplined, you will naturally have a fun lifestyle because things will be taken care of for you. And you know, the real difficulty in life, the real struggle in life is not being able to pay the bills, is not knowing whether your next paycheck is coming from. I have a fun life because I have a carefree life. I don't have to worry about money ever. I don't worry about money. I don't worry about where my income is coming from. Every day I wake up, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars coming into my bank account. I'm not making millions a day yet, but I'm making a lot of money. And I live well below my means. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because everything that they're saying that I listened to was something that I thought was not correct. Even when I read books sometimes, I'm like, that can't be right. But then I look at this person's life. I'm like, okay, they've obviously achieved some level of success. Maybe certain things they're saying have some truth to them. Maybe I should try to implement this instead of trying to create my own directive. I'm not saying that you replace your entire personality, but you take 90%, 80% of what other people are saying, especially when it comes to certain areas where you don't have any idea of what to do because you haven't accomplished anything. Take 100% of what they say, try it out, try it for a period of time, typically for a year to 3 years, and then see if it works and sticks. And if not, you can reevaluate, recalibrate, and reengage. You've got to learn to stop listening to yourself when you're going through struggle. And you got to start listening to people that are telling you the right things. You got to start talking to yourself, motivating yourself, disciplining yourself, driving yourself. When the workout's getting hard, stop listening to yourself to quit. Stop listening to your body. Tell yourself, I can do it. Two more. Fuck yeah. One more. Like, push yourself. Push yourself to not sit down and be a bitch and be a circumstance to your own emotional volatility. Push yourself to be better. Stop trying to listen to the negativity that blooms in your heart when you really encounter that struggle, because struggle creates that initial recoil of like, oh, this isn't good. This is scary. That's when you're growing. Who are you? Are you someone that's going to break down in the face of adversity and break down in the face of something that's difficult? Are you going to be like, oh, this is too hard for me? Are you going to sit the fuck up, lock in, focus, do things? You're an action taker. We are action takers here. We do not sit around. We do not stagnate. We do not just say, this is too hard for me. We get up and we do it. And even if we can't do it, if we've done it 10 times and it doesn't work out, we don't give up then. Because we don't know if the 11th time we do it, it's actually going to work out for us. We don't know. So focus on doing it. Who are you? Are you a winner? Are you a loser? And it's a choice. It's not something that the world can really define for you. It's something you define for yourself by the choices that you make. I hope this video was helpful. I hope this episode, you know, made you a little happier today. I want to thank you for being here with me. I want to thank you for spending time with me here and just taking a part of your precious day to align yourself with our goals, our visions, our words. So with that being said, guys, hit that bell notification to stay on top of all of our videos. Like, subscribe, comment on the video. Definitely leave me a review on the podcast app, on Spotify. Definitely follow me on Instagram and social media. And guys, if you ever want one-on-one coaching with me, the link is in the bio. Just click the link to my one-on-one coaching program. It's just thoughtcastofficial.com/apply. And until next time, guys, sue me out.